tuned to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of In Depth. And we have in our studios today incumbent school board member Lisa Hedin. First of all, I'd like to thank you, Lisa, for joining us.
Thanks so much, Dan. I really appreciate the opportunity.
I'd like to say that the invitation has been sent out to all 9 people running for the 4 seats that'll be coming open for the Hastings School District 200. Lisa graciously accepted, and you're one of 2 incumbents that are running for re-election in this year's school board.
That's right.
First of all, tell us about yourself, Lisa. I think everybody knows you, but if there's somebody out there that maybe is new to our community or something, you're a leader of our community. You've been a lifelong resident of our community.
I have not. I moved to Denmark Township about 19 years ago. My father-in-law was born on the farm that we now live on. So I have a lifelong family connection. But I personally moved here about 19 years ago.
You told me when we were talking off the air that you were.
So we live up in Denmark Township. My wife and I have 2 children. They're both in high school, a junior and a sophomore. I cannot even believe it. I've been on the board 8 years, and I've got to kind of watch them firsthand come up through our school district, and it's just been amazing. Experiences have been amazing.
Has it been 8 years?
It has.
I can remember when I first interviewed you. It seems like yesterday.
That's kind of you to say. Yes, I actually ran for the first time 10 years ago. I was not successful in my first bid. But at that point, I kind of increased my participation in the schools, and I made a point of attending board meetings in advance of serving on the board and work sessions and just getting to know more about the district. So I was then successful in a run a couple years later. So I've served 2 4-year terms. I'm making a run for my 3rd 4-year term. I feel like what that's given me is just a strong understanding of the district. I'm really have a lot of education and experience in serving on the board. And even beyond that, my engagement in the community is really high. I volunteer pretty much any youth sports activity out there, soccer, baseball, softball for a little bit, football. I was a flag football coach for a few years. Not super successful, but we had a blast. I volunteer frequently at Carpenter Nature Center. I was volunteer of the year last year, focused on outdoor education and then some of their historical natural events and phenology. Active in AAUW. I volunteered with United Way. I'm active. I'm engaged. I'm committed to the success of Hastings and to the Hastings School District.
And I'd like to say thank you for all your years of, that you put on a board, because I understand, and I know Tim Collins, and you don't make a lot of money doing that, I can tell you that. It's for the love of the community as opposed to any monetary return.
Yeah, it's not really a money-making venture. It's not a money-making venture. And quite honestly, I mean, that's completely the wrong reason to do it. I mean, you do it for love of the purpose, and I would hate to sit down and calculate a dollars per hour number.
Tell me about what do you see as your accomplishments on the school board?
I've seen a lot of really terrific things happen over the 8 years that I've been on the school board, and I've taken a pretty active role in assuring that they happen. Really the heart of it to me is the community's strong support of our school district. In the 8 years that I've been on the board, we've passed numerous levies and renewed numerous levies. We've passed a couple big bonds. What that's allowed us to do is just make a strong commitment to our students. We have fewer students overall right now than we did in 2003, but we have more teachers. We have a diversity of educational experience that's really at the top of the game. We have strong industrial tech programs at the high school. We're adding coding. We're adding computer science, computer technology. At our elementary school, we have an ongoing focus, renewed focus on literacy, really taking the most current best practices and implementing them with a full engagement. The passage of bonds, one of which I think we all can drive by frequently at the intersection of 55 and 61 and see the work that was done on Todd Field, or if you're doing a drop-off at the middle school or Pinecrest, you can see the work that's going on there, bringing up heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems that were from the early 1960s, bringing them up to current day standards. And having that level of high quality facility, we're just in a really enviable position. So I feel really good about that. Those are all, a big element of those is the community support. Communities choosing to vote for self-imposed taxes that can go to the school district. That does take a fair amount of work on the part of the board. We have to make a decision about what the right level is to ask for and then do the work of the ask and do the work of informing the community about the real needs and how it would best serve our students. So I'm really excited about that. At the high school level, the last couple of years, this is our second year, we've rolled out a program called AVID, which is a nationwide program targeting the achievement gap. Right now, we're not in a place in our district where we have a huge range of racial or ethnic diversity, but we do have students of any background that a teacher can look at and say, you are, you know, you're not quite where you could be. I see a lot of potential in you. And maybe they don't have the support system at home. Maybe they've never been asked to take an honors class. Maybe they've never been taught about how to really approach studying and note-taking in that high-level way. And the AVID program is helping us target those students, close those gaps, and move them to a higher level of achievement. I'm really proud about all of those things that have happened mm-hmm. in the last few years. I think we're on a great trajectory.
You're listening to KDWA's In-Depth. Our guest today, Lisa Hedin, who is an incumbent school board member running for re-election in this November. Would you say it's a correct statement, Lisa, to say that the school district is in one of its, I mean, this school district, people looking in here have to be saying, wow, is Hastings well run? They have, you know, because of what you said, the people really, really, you know, want a good education for our students. It's the school district financially is in a good position. It's in a good position to head into the future. And the hiring of a superintendent, of course, is going to be one of the biggest things that confronts the school board. And I think, in my opinion now, that we need that continuity of the board to keep that kind of momentum going. But there isn't a lot a school district can do. We hear about declining enrollment. Is it a fair statement to say, I know there's two questions here, is it okay. a fair statement to say that the school district, any school district, I don't care where you are, is very limited as far as how you can bring students in? That's more of a city problem.
In my opinion, the school district is limited in what they can do to bring students in. You may see in the heart of the metro area, a district might market itself to adjacent students. There might be students living just immediately outside of the border that would want to come in. But that's not very common, and it's not very big numbers. What we're really dealing with as a school district is we teach the kids who come here. We teach who shows up, whatever their readiness is. And so I understand that Dakota County recently undertook a demographic survey and study, and we found that Hastings is aging. Population isn't changing a lot, but the population is getting older, which means we're not seeing the same number of students coming into our school as are graduating from our school. And that's been the heart of our declining enrollment issue. We don't have dramatic numbers of students leaving our district. We have a few that come in, but really what it is there's just not as many school-age children that currently live here. So the question is, how do we, as a community, turn that around? And it feels like the ability of the schools to affect that is pretty limited.
Right. That would be more of a city issue. You look at Cottage Grove, a big development going in up there. Woodbury follows, Apple Valley, Burnsville, Lakeville. those
Farmington.
Schools.
I mean, Farmington. As you drive out those directions, every time I drive out there for a youth sports event, I'm newly shocked by the amount of new housing construction.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that in turn,
they're
building
the
schools.
People.
Yeah, they're building schools and they're maintaining their enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
Declining enrollment aside, we have a strong district.
Yes,
we have strong programming. We have an amazing range of alternatives available. And again, because of our community's commitment. We have a middle school that offers middle school athletics. We have middle school plays, three of them a year. I have friends with children outside of the district in bigger districts, and they say, your son has middle school baseball. Clearly, you mean traveling baseball. I say, no, our middle school has teams, and we bus to places, and we provide that for our kids. So we have that strong programming. But again, without commitment to housing, in new housing, young family housing, we have seen a stabilization of our incoming class sizes. Between 275 and 300, while our graduating classes are in the high 300s, that's our current status.
What do you see as the major issues facing our school district moving forward?
The issues that I see moving forward, the most immediate one, evidently, is selecting a superintendent. So our board will undergo, the current board will undergo a process of selecting an interim. The interim, using support from the Minnesota School Boards Association to help us do some selection of highly qualified candidates. That would be a person that will serve December through the end of June, which is kind of the end of your standard superintendent's contract. And at that time, we would want to have a permanent superintendent in place. So we'll do an interim selection leading up through December, and then initiate a permanent superintendent selection process. So that's a big effort at hand. Quite honestly, it will be in place by June, in less than a year. So it's kind of a short-term, high-intensity effort. The other issues at hand, as long as our enrollment continues to decline, even though we have strong levies in town, we have to continue to make really sound financial decisions and fiscal decisions. We have a reserve that allows us to make a decision that's not panic-stricken, and it's not harsh, but we have to be on trend, and that has to be done every year. We anticipate and have begun to see that the range of diversity, racial, ethnic, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status is increasing in Hastings. We see it more in our elementary students than in our high school students, and we expect to continue to see that. We need, as a district, to continue to grow in our ability to meet the needs of those students and reach them where they are and move them along at the same high academic standards that we've had throughout all of this time. And I think every district in the state of Minnesota is working on getting better at student discipline, student engagement. How do we... Maybe not even engagement, but student discipline. How do we set appropriate standards? How do we hear what a student is really trying to say to us through their behavior? And how do we get that behavior systematically into a place where it's safe for everybody around us, safe for our staff and safe for the other students, while still meeting the educational needs of those kids coming in? That's a challenge that the state of Minnesota, but quite honestly, probably across the nation, schools are struggling with, and I think that we need to get better at that.
How does, and maybe this is a question that's probably more directed toward, the superintendent or whoever the superintendent is going to be. How do we keep our schools safer in this day and age? Is that really possible?
My sense is that it is possible and that we have made commitments to it as the Hastings School District. Some of them are physical. So we've added cameras. We're adding cameras to all of our buses. We've changed the ways that the public enters our buildings, and we're going to continue to do that. We've modified four of our buildings to this place, so we have a managed entrance into our building. We have, like I said, good security coverage, camera coverage. We make choices about where we have staff overseeing the building. And then a piece of it is really meeting the emotional needs of your students and being aware of that. So having a strong counseling program, partnering with 360 Communities, a lot of support that we've received from the United Way of Hastings, AmeriCorps Promise Fellows who are in our buildings every day, really building that social and emotional strength of our students makes our buildings safer and makes all of our students safer.
We have about 2.5 minutes left. You're listening to KDWA's In-Depth. Our guest today, Lisa Hedin, incumbent school board member. Lisa, for the next 2.5 minutes or so, tell our listeners why they should reelect Lisa Hedin to the School District 200 School Board.
Thank you, Dan. I believe that the voters in the Hastings School District should reelect me, Lisa Hedin, to the school board because I've demonstrated my willingness to work hard on behalf of the district, to work hard on behalf of students and staff. I'm fully invested and engaged in the work of our school district. It's not uncommon to see me in a building, to see me at a sporting event, to see me at a theatrical event. I have taken phone calls any time of day and replied to emails, even from people I thought would have maybe some contentious things, some disagreements with me. I've demonstrated a willingness to talk to all of those people, listen for their real intent, and in turn share that with our district so that the perspective can be part of the decision-making process. I've demonstrated for 8 years a commitment to both students and the community, and having that at the focus and the heart of the work done by the school board. My background education in engineering and experience with federal, state, and local funding has helped me come to a really full understanding of how the financial practices of our district happen, both how our income gets here and the choices we make on expenditures. I have the ability to look at both a short-term and a long-term horizon in regard to that. And I've built up strong relationships with staff at the district office at multiple sites and honestly, even with students in the district that will continue to serve me well and continue to serve the district well. So I'm really excited to have the opportunity to continue.
Lisa, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for the 8 years you put in because I know it's not an easy job. There's a lot of work that goes into it, more than what us common folks sitting outside looking in think you just go to one meeting or so a month. And I know that not to be true. So.
That is not true, but I will say I've enjoyed it. Even the difficult times, I've really enjoyed it. And I felt like I want to be at the table. I have things that are valuable at the table, and I've been happy for the opportunity.
Again, thank you for that service, and we wish you well in your endeavor for a third term on Hastings School Board District 200. How can folks quickly get a hold of you if they have some questions for you?
Okay, so my phone number is on the district website and has been for 8 years, so that's pretty simple. I'm also on the Facebook for Lisa Hedin for School Board and L.M. Hedin, H-E-D-I-N, spelled like it sounds, at yahoo.com. Also, there's an email link on the district's website under my current board.
Again, thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Dan.
You've been listening to KDWA's In-Depth program. Again, our guest today, Lisa Hedin, incumbent running for re-election to District 200 School Board. This is KDWA Hastings.